Fantasy worlds need heroes like men need to eat and breathe to face down the toughest challenges and dominate the greatest foes, to stand tall and proud against the forces of oppression and proclaim their own strength for the whole world to see, respect, and immortalize. Explore, build, conquer, mastering the craft of meaningful power fantasy. This is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch.
Hello and welcome. My name is Lead Von E, and this is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch. It is Monday, the 1st of July. Happy Canada Day to any readers I might have over in that part of the world. And we have updates. Yes, we do. Four updates of four different categories this time around, and we are going to start with the best, as far as many of you are concerned anyway, and that best is, of course, Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. We've been planning and outlining for quite long enough, and the time has come. Or rather, the time will soon come. Yes, the time will soon come to begin once again our minor updates schedule and start one of the long-awaited arcs for Harry and his friends, Gala Night at Slytherin Manor. Something I know many of you are looking forward to, but before our intrepid Machiavellians begin to plant their political flag among the wizarding elite, there is one other minor matter to see to beforehand. The Potter Christmas party. Who will be invited? Who will be left out? Will our sociopathic sort of a hero succeed in wresting the family magics from their papery prisons? Or will John actually manage to one-up his brother and finally get some kind of a grip? It all starts 2 weeks from today, on Monday, July 14th. Set your calendars and get ready for a journey full of intrigue, manoeuvring, and one very, very large snake. So, that's that. Moving on. Last month, I mentioned that I was looking into creating some merchandise for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. Well, the initial phases of that took quite a bit longer than anticipated. I really wanted to make absolutely certain that I knew what I wanted and how I wanted to portray it. I'd like these things to be wearable by anyone, even if they might not know about Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, but to be full of symbolism and references so that anyone who does know will be able to easily spot exactly what this is all about. I've got the first sketches back from the artist, and I'm really liking where this is going. We're going to start off with a series for the primary girls in the series, each one getting a crest filled with iconography specific to them, along with a Latin motto that encapsulates an important part of their character. We're starting off with Daphne, and I've put that sketch up for my Uncommon and Up patrons on Patreon, and you should be able to find it either below or above this post. Let me know what you think in the comments and on Discord. And finally, probably the largest update we have this month, we've done a massive overhaul of our Twitch program. I've long wanted to move my Twitch stream in certain directions, and at some point in the last 30 days, we reached some indefinable tipping point. And suddenly, all the things which seemed so unlikely all came together to form what we are now working with. So, here's the new schedule, if you weren't already up to speed. On Mondays, we're running a program called Fan Fiction Monday, which, as the name implies, will be dedicated to all things fan fiction in general, but to many things, dodging prison and stealing witches in particular. That includes things like audiobook records, dodging prison and stealing witches fan fiction readings, the editing of chapters once that comes around, along with general gaming that is story focused in nature. Now, on Wednesday, we have a new series, which I'm very excited about. Let's Write a Story. And yes, I have changed the name again. It's a play off the popular Let's Play genre, but instead of playing the latest computer game, we will be live streaming the outlining, drafting, and editing of a full-length piece of fiction work. We're starting with an old, unfinished piece of fan fiction of mine, Harry Potter is the Boy Who Lived, Child Hero for Hire. But we will not be limiting ourselves to fan fiction. Oh no, this is going to be a long-standing experiment, and I would like to do some original fiction as part of this project as well. So if being part of a semi-collaborative fiction writing project sounds like your bag, or you just want to see how I go about doing what I do, then jump right in when we're live. I'll be looking forward to seeing you there. And lastly, on Fridays, we have the Hardcore Writing Bootcamp, a 3-hour long intensive writing training session where I challenge myself to write to random visual and story prompts under a timer and the steely gaze of chat, who have no qualms in jumping in to offer their suggestions and opinions. And we wouldn't want it any other way. Hardcore Writing Bootcamp also features a critique segment where I take one of our viewers' pieces of fiction and give my off-the-cuff feedback. It's intense, it's hardcore, it's what it says on the tin, and it hates cliches. If you are interested in giving up a piece of your own writing to the flame torch of critique, then head over to the Discord and check in the Writer's Chat channel. You will find instructions there and possibly a few other places as well on exactly what you need to do in order to enable that. Generally speaking, you just need to post your fiction to Writer's Chat. So that's the new schedule. All streams start at 5 p.m. UTC. They run until about 8 p.m. UTC and will be available afterwards on the fresh new YouTube channel, Leadvon E Livestream Archive, which I've also provided a link for in the description below. So go and subscribe to that if you are even remotely interested. And that's about all the updates we have for... Oh, hang on a minute. No, I see a light. That's not all the updates we have. We also have the continuing updates for the original piece of fiction that I am working on, Trial by Conquest, which is going to continue the minor updates for the next few weeks while we have the run-up to the new Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches minor updates. I hesitate to call it a season because we're not really calling them seasons anymore, but... season. And once Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches is updating again, we will be interspersing the two different minor updates, not necessarily one after the other, but when I feel like writing each of them is probably the most likely schedule for that. We are not going with a hardcore fixed schedule for that for the moment. Maybe we will change transition into one eventually, but for the moment we're playing that by ear. Okay, so that's about all the updates we have for this month. See you in 2 weeks' time for the first new minor update for Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches, which, as usual, will be available on Discord through the hashtag minor update news alert. Go ahead and ask in general chat if you're having trouble finding it, because I know that it is a little bit difficult to find. It was intentionally made that way. Thank you once again to my Patreons and to all the people who sub to me on Twitch. You make it possible to do what I do. Which, incidentally, has included a lot of cycling recently since I got my new pair of wheels. I'm very happy with that. Cyprus has got a lot of great cycling territory. Much of it very hilly. It is quite hot at the moment, but I am making do and looking forward to the slightly cooler weather once the autumn rolls around. But I thought it was appropriate to bring that up because we do have one small update left, and that is I am now going to close up with my brand new signing off call, which I've been thinking about for a while. I know that ending all your audio and visual projects on a consistent note is good for all sorts of reasons, but it's taken me a while to think of something appropriate for myself. But I feel that this, as I am a biker and I like to cycle, is kind of fitting. So see you all next time for the next monthly dispatch. And in the meantime, write hard and live free.
The J.M. Coombs Dispatch is made possible only through the support of our early access patrons. If you would like to learn how to join them, go to www.patreon.com/leadvonee.